I have to admit that Sunday is the scariest day of the week for me because it has a way often of sneaking up on me. Particularly when it comes to preparing the message for the week. On those times when it is a particularly full text and something that I want to be able to share with you. And so it requires some Bible study throughout the course of the week. And then kind of examining how then that Bible study sheds light on the Scriptures and the implications that it has for us in our life. And so it's important also to take the teachings of Jesus as a whole. For example, as we have been reading in John's Gospel, it is many chapters of Jesus teaching his disciples in the upper room before his arrest and before his crucifixion. And so we look at this long time of Jesus teaching and instructing and sharing with his disciples. Last week you may remember about the new commandment that Jesus spoke about, love as I have loved you, which causes us to pause and to reflect. When Jesus says, love as I have loved you, because he's talking about a love that is exemplified and expressed on the cross. Jesus is talking about a sacrificial love, of emptying oneself and giving of oneself for others. That type of love. And then today he goes on and shares with his disciples, those who love me will keep my word. My Father will love them, and we will make our home with them. Again, we have to take Scriptures as a whole. It's often easy to take a text such as this and look at it as being conditional. If then, if you do something, then I will do something in response. This is not the way of God, nor the way of Jesus. It is not dependent upon us and what we do. It's like you can have your dessert only if you eat your vegetables. That is not the gospel. I remember when I was very young, can't remember what age it was, but I had a very small kitchen that we ate it in our home. It was comfortable for two. You could fit in four. Okay, but there were six of us. And there was one particular night where I refused to eat my spinach. So not only could I not have my dessert, but I had to sit there until I ate my spinach. And I think I sat there for about an hour looking at the spinach. Can't remember if I never ate it, but I'm sure I didn't get my dessert. But it was one of those times where I may have lost the battle, but I won the war because I never remember having spinach after that. I'm pretty good with my vegetables, but spinach is not one of them. Or cooked carrots, that's the other one. But the gospel is not yes, if. But we have to remember, in John's gospel, God so loved the world. That's where it begins. It begins with God's love for the world. You may be familiar in the letters of John. There is the text that says, we love because God first loved us. God so loved the world. We have to look at the entire Scripture to get a context and an understanding now of Jesus speaking of a new commandment, and those who love will keep my word. Word and commandment. Those kind of go together. For we have to understand that even going back to Moses, when we hear about God giving Moses, as we translate it and interpret it as commandments, that's not really what it is. But rather, God says, I give you these words. I give you these words. He's not really giving a law. But rather, when we look at the words of God, it is the word logos that we look at. And logos expresses the mind of God. I give you these words. Those who keep my word. Those who realize and know the mind of God. And love is the center of that mindset. that we are to be then a people of goodwill and a people of benevolence, to show the love of Jesus in our own lives as Jesus has already loved us. As Jesus has loved. Now, in the world in which we live, fellowship with God is often not recognized. A relationship with God is often not realized. It is said that we are often fitted to see, we see what we are fitted to see. We see what we are fitted to see. For example, a botanist can look at plant life and see things that most of us probably really don't really understand. An astronomer can look at the skies and the constellations and the stars and see it in ways in which we cannot. There are those who can look at music and see it in ways in which many of us cannot. We see what we are fitted to see. And as Christians, we are fitted to see God in a ways in which many of the world does not. For often what we see is depends upon our experiences. And so, and many, many, many people see just disappointment or pain or despair or anger, unable then to see God through all of that. But to know Jesus, we are drawn into relationship with God. And then in that relationship, God says, you are to keep my word. We are to do what God has in mind for us. God shares insight with us. So we know how we are to live and who we are to be. The word of God speaks to us. It's more than just words. It's understanding the word. Do you know what Grandpa's last words were before he kicked the bucket? I wonder how far I can kick it. Words and understanding of words are important. Keep my word, God says. This is what I have in mind for you. It's often not an easy thing, and we do not go it alone. Throughout our scriptures, we can see how God is present and supports the patriarchs, the prophets, Jesus himself. And now Jesus talks about the Holy Spirit, one who's to be our helper, described in many, many different ways. The Spirit is to be an advocate, one to advise us, again, to share the mind of God, who will take our side and stand with us. The Spirit is a comforter. We look at the Greek word fortis, from which comforter comes. It is to fortify and to make us strong, to be able to cope with life and not be defeated. For you know the world in which we live and the life in which we live is full of danger and darkness and wickedness. But we can go beyond the limits that are before us. We can go beyond that which causes us harm or distress or trouble. We are made strong. The Holy Spirit is to teach us, and we are to be a learner, deeper and deeper, knowing the mind of God, the Word of God, and never have a shut mind. The Holy Spirit is to remind, is to bring back to us what Jesus has said, to keep us in a right mind, in the love that we are taught. And the Spirit is to give peace. We are to make for the highest good amongst one another. The peace of which Jesus speaks is not that we are to avoid trouble, but rather we can conquer the troubles that the world puts before us. That we struggle but are not defeated. And that no experience that we may have will break the relationship that God has made with us. the worship service that we share today talks about journey and how God journeys with us, is with us each and every step of the way. And that by sharing the Word of God, by opening up the mind of God, a relationship is established where God then makes His home in us. I like my home. Many of you probably like your home as well. I have a little bit of grass that I continue to maintain and water in the summertime. Sometimes I don't like that so much. I have some bushes I have to trim. A home comes with sometimes some repairs and things that have to be upgraded or made better. But it can be a special place where we go to retreat, to find solitude and to be comfortable. A home is a familiar setting for us. It may involve a family relationship. A home is suited to our nature. It is suited to our outlook. It is like no other place. And God comes to make His home in us, sharing the same nature and sharing the same outlook of being in relationship, of forming a family unit. God makes His home in us and with us. God desires to be part of our lives. Amen.